idea. Let me tell you the story, a little bit story of what's happening this week portion. The story go like that. Basically, after the last week, the plagues, you know, it was 7 plagues. This week we have 3 plagues. The difference is basically last week we taken care of the body consciousness. This week we taken care of the mind, of the awareness consciousness. And the idea is to step by step climbing into the highest level. Now, why we have to read about plagues? I mean, what's the purpose of reading about plagues? Because the plagues themselves is to hit down, I mean, to remove the forces that holding us back with negative consciousness or with negative body behavior. So yes, there is a story, of course, with Pharaoh and the people that left Egypt and all this and that. Now, that's one thing. Second thing is there is a verse, which is a very famous verse in the Torah. And the verse go like this in Hebrew, Aterem teda ki nafla Mitzrayim. The magician go to Pharaoh and tell him, don't you know by now everything fall apart? Don't you know by now? Now, this portion always will be read either in the month of Aquarius, either before as a preparation for Aquarius. And we know the month of Aquarius is all about revolution, breaking down the rules, doing things that will be like better for people. And the idea is to understand when you break something, making sure that there is a direction what's been built. Everybody can break things, you know. People can. What's the difference between the magician to Moses and Aaron? What's the difference? Moses and Aaron, right, they took the stuff, they turned it into crocodile, then they brought it into stuff again. The magician can only turn the stuff into crocodile, but they never put it back again. The true spiritual person is a person who can change things, maybe destroy the bad, but then build the good. Don't just destroy the bad. You know, everybody can say, this bad, this bad, this bad. Oh, wow, what a discovery. It's like my father, may he rest in peace, when he used to watch soccer, he used to say, I can tell you the future. I said, Father, how? So when a person run into the goalie when he watch soccer, it's either going to be in or either out. Huh? What do you think now? So, oh, stop it. And this is how people, you know, smashing, killing each other. And the idea is Moses' goal was to take the Israelites out of Egypt. So it wasn't to destroy Egypt. It was no purpose. It was hope Pharaoh would change his mind and say, get out of here. Pharaoh wouldn't change his mind. So he had to destroy that Israelites would leave. He didn't want. He even last week lied to him. He said, we're only going 3 days away from you just to go sacrifice. Anything that you can do, not to destroy your enemy or whatever is around you. You just want to have one goal in your life. What can you build? If you don't have a goal, what can you build? You don't belong in the spiritual realm. You don't belong. I mean, you know how many people came with the destruction idea? Should I tell you about the history of our universe? I mean, not too long ago, right? The Second World War. It was very, I don't know if you ever look at the blueprint of Auschwitz. Auschwitz is a camp, right? Or if you saw the blueprint of Warsaw. I don't know if you ever saw that. There were people who are very organized how to destroy what they claim was bad. They wouldn't destroy what's bad. But they were not building. It was just building to destroy. You wouldn't build something to build. What can I do better? What can I do, things that will serve better need for most people? We need to remember that because many times, when people call me about divorce, they go into divorce and they want to kill each other. I remember when I was in New York, so I was working on 47th Street and I was teaching husband and wife. Then they decide to separate. Across from him, she opened exactly the same name for the store. She just called it the same name. I cannot say the name. Two. He called it one. She called it two. And they were fighting like crazy. Now, they know I was teaching both of them now. But not together. So they were always called me, said, come to me. I pay you twice if you come to me. So what happened? Say, can you tell me what's on the shelf? What does he have there inside? And how much he's selling it for? I mean, it went really bad. And they tried to destroy each other. Then after 3.5 years, the boat went out of business. They were the biggest in 47th Street, the biggest store. Boat went out of business. So I'm telling you, you want to build, then you're going to build. If you don't build, you're not in the right business of spirituality. How do you know a spiritual person is around you? Building. How do you know somebody's fake spirituality is around you? Destroying. anything that never meant to be destroyed. What about the dark side? What about the dark side? What about the angel of death? I put it in my new book that the angel of death has a mission. I didn't create him. I'm so sorry to tell you. It wasn't me. It was by God. There is a mission. The dark side has a mission. There is a mission for all of them. Sometimes you need fear to put the person on the right direction. So that's what they're for. Okay, so I want to make sure that this is clear, because I see as the month of Aquarius coming out, and I'm going to talk about the astrological point of view, but we need to understand, are you building something? Because if you don't, building something that people will have a better universe to be, then you don't belong. Don't practice spirituality. Go sell watermelon. Destroy the watermelon. But don't destroy people. Don't destroy people. Very important to understand. All right. Let's start by removing bad luck. Everybody want to remove a bad luck tonight, right? We're excited about removing bad luck. Let's see how we're doing it. Go ahead, please.
It is the same with he who relates and enumerates the sins of everything that he did. If you ask why this is necessary, it is because the accuser is constantly before the Holy One, blessed be he. In order to recount and seek retribution for the sins of people and to demand judgment against them. However, when the person enumerates each and every one of his sins beforehand, he does not leave any pretext for the accuser to exploit. And the accuser cannot demand any judgment against him, for he always demands judgment first, and afterwards enumerates and accuses. Therefore, the person should take his own initiative before the accuser and enumerate his sins.
Okay, I need to explain the word sin, right? What is a sin? Sin is basically, when you are, in Hebrew it's called avera or chet. There is two type of sin, of course. There is two type of sin. There is an order that comes from the blueprint director, calling God, calling the divine. How are we supposed to behave in this universe? Very simple. And once you know how to behave, you follow those things, then you're good. You don't follow those things, you call a sinner. I mean, it sounds very religious, but I have to like at least tell you the truth. I mean, that's what's called a sin. So if you kill, it's not you get punished for killing, you get punished because you pass the words of God. All right? Because otherwise, what's the purpose of it's written, person should not kill? Why does it say person should not kill? I mean, is that like God has to write it? Because otherwise everybody will kill each other? Is that what's going on? Doesn't make sense. So we are talking about a certain order of energy that channels, pipes of energy that you can connect to. Now there is the thing that you should be doing. Give charity, give tithing, help people. That's also. So that's what you should be doing. That's what you shouldn't be doing. But in the name of God, in the name of the divine. So you follow those things. You start connecting or not connecting. It's very, very simple. But you don't have to do that. This is just a suggest to tell you how to make your life better. Very simple. Very simple. So sin is, what is a sin? Person steal. What is it still? Disconnect himself from the divine. The whole point of the entire game. Am I connect or disconnect? You connect to the divine? Good. You disconnect? It's a sin. So it doesn't matter if you do it in your private room or if you're doing it in front of everybody else, because you disconnect yourself. It doesn't really matter. It's matter that how is you and the divine doing today? Now, the accuser is coming to look for what? For those negative acts. Why? Because they get benefit. For everything that they find, it's like almost like bonus. I found 120 sin. Oh, good. You get extra sushi. Wonderful. Okay? I'm just making it up so you can have an understanding. So the idea, what is the trick to get out of it? Before you go to sleep, go to everything you did bad. What if you don't remember? If you don't remember, then you don't care about who you sin in front. When a woman tell her husband, I don't like when he talk to that other woman on the bar. And then the husband say, what woman? How is his wife fulfilled? Terrible. He doesn't even know. So if you come in front of the creator and say, I sin. I did. Or the husband goes to the wife and say, listen, I was eating peanuts, drinking, this beautiful lady came. Couldn't help myself. I had to say a few compliments to her. Now she fight with him, but it's a different type of fight. He doesn't hide it. He say it to her. It's on the table. You need to understand, this is the technique to remove any type of bad luck you have. Always before you go to sleep, say it. Why? Because what's the number one sin? When you start lying to yourself. When you lie to yourself, it's over. This is over. When you start lying to yourself. Okay, let's say you decide to lie to someone because you're afraid. Because lie come as a protection from fear. Inside of your audio phone, at least lie to yourself so you can say, I'm lying now. And then lie. What? You cannot just lie and forget you lie, because that's the worst. Lying to people, people doing it. Lying to God, people doing it. Lying to yourself, people doing it, but that's already mental. That something is wrong. It's off. When I work in a rehab place, I saw many people who start lying to themselves. They're a very good liar, by the way. Super good liar. I remember one of them, and he came to me crying, tears, this and that. And you get trained with the psychiatric department how to work with them. So you get trained, and the person look at you. Oh, what an underdog. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really need me, right? I don't have $5 to get some snack. I'm starving. They're crying. And now he's outside. He's not even in the facility. He's outside. And I look into his eyes. And I look closer. He starts to get scared of me instead of I'm scared of him. He said, come pray with me. And we see what we can do. Praying? Praying? Why do I need to pray? You know what I mean? And the idea, they're very convincing. Very convincing. You know why? Because they believe in their own lie. Once you believe in your own life, it's over, it's over. So what is the first thing you're doing when you're Catholic? You're going to that boot, right? What are you doing? You confess. I did this, I did this, I did that. How is it in Kabbalah? In Kabbalah, you're supposed to confess to your teacher or to somebody. Why? Because when the lips say it and your teacher hear it, it's been removed to Bina. Those of you who know what the Sefirot mean, it's going up to Bina and then it gets canceled. Of course, make sure the teacher don't judge you, because if they judge you, it doesn't move to be nice, stand by good. Very dangerous. So you prepare. Say, teacher, I'm about to confess. It's heavy. Please don't judge me. And you said, and you would know. And hopefully you would know that it's okay. So confession to yourself, confession to somebody who respects you, and to tell the truth to yourself. You have to do it once a night. You know, if you cannot do it in the morning, okay? I can't hear you. What? Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's the Shema, exactly. Exactly. Good. Let's see more stuff here. Go ahead, please.
And as soon as the accuser sees this, he has no pretext to complain against him, and then takes leave from him entirely. If he repents, well, but if not, the accuser rests on him and says, so-and-so who came before you and confessed unashamedly, he kicked his master. His sins are such and such. Therefore, it is advisable that a person be careful in all of this, so that he should be considered a faithful servant before the Holy One, blessed be he.
Okay, so a lot of community in the morning, synagogue in the morning, they like to do what we call the confession. They do confession, okay, it's called vidui, they start healing the heart every morning. Rabbi Isaac Luria says it's very dangerous. You're right there, it's super dangerous to confess. To confess when you pray with everybody. Because it says that you have to be pure when you're doing it in a minyan, like together with everybody. Because sometimes you're doing it so often, every day, that you don't even think what actually you're doing. But when you are in your bed, I don't know if you ever sit in your bed and cry. When you are on the couch and cry alone. Alone is so beautiful. Alone. That's why the Hasidim, the Baal Shem Tov, the Rabbi Nachman Breslev, all of them went alone. 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 And they were knocking their head to the wood, to the forest, like, please help me to change. They didn't say, please help me to be rich. They didn't say, please help me to have a soulmate. They didn't, please help me to change. Help me to change. I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it. And once you get to this level, that's the highest level. That's the highest level. The Creator can only dwell on broken vessels. Whoever's not broken vessels, the Creator cannot come closer to them or near them. So when people are feeling perfect about themselves, oh, I had a perfect day, you know the Creator is a little bit far. When things not working for you, the day those things not work, you are broken. You're so broken, you know the Divine is right next to you. Why is it? Where does it come from? Where does that secret exactly come from? The Baal Shem Tov explained it. He said that the human being made of dirt. If you look how God created us, from dirt. What is also made from dirt? Clay. You know, when you look at the vessels, or something. In the old days, they used to drink, I don't know, soup or cereal with that, you know. So it was clay. We are basically a moving clay. It's written by the Baal Shem Tov, when a person going to mikveh, when a person going to purify the soul, before he get in, he has to break himself to pieces. And they ask a question, what does that mean? So the Baal Shem Tov go back to the Talmud 2,000 years ago, and he's going through a kosher rules. And the kosher rules go like this, I'll tell you real fast. If you have a dish which is metal, and there is, let's say, non-kosher food, touch it, you're supposed to purify it by putting it in a hot water, okay? If there is another type of metal that happens to have non-kosher food on it, you burn it. If you have wood, you remove a piece off. Okay, and go on and go on and go on to all the things. What if you have clay? The Talmud asks, what about clay vessel? That's the answer. Look at the Talmud. What the Talmud? Shbiratan taharatan. When you break that, you break those vessels, they become pure. It's broke. What am I going to do with this? What kind of answer is that? Shbiratan taharatan. Meaning, when it's broke, now it's pure. But I have no need for broken vessel. Good, say the Baal Shem Tov. When you're broken, you're pure. If you're not broken, you're not pure. But there is two types of broken. Broken because I don't have the Mercedes, or broken because I'm not becoming better and better and better every day. So I hope you understand what I'm saying. You go broken to do your spiritual thing. So here, when you do the confession, are you broken? Or are you just doing it because you want to make sure that God will forgive you and your life will be great again because the bad luck left you? Next verse.
The following 27th commandment is to eat matzah on Pesach, Passover, because it is a remembrance for generations and generations of the secret of the faith. It has been explained that Yisrael went out of the time from the secret of other Elohim and came into the secret of faith. This secret has been explained in many places.
One second, I want to read it from here. I remember it was different thing that I want to tell you. 185 Kuf Pei. Yeah. So, and the idea, what does that mean? What does that mean that all of a sudden Passover is coming here? What's the purpose of that? And the idea of Passover, my friend, what happened in Passover? We get out of Egypt. But it's not just a memory of holiday, of history, and this and that. You remember, those of you who've been with us last year, amazing. We had all this room singing, you know, and amazing. But you have to remember what is Passover. Passover is the time, it's the only time that you actually take the dark side inside of you and say, it's time to get out of here and restart everything. Your whole engine restart from scratch. But most people who are celebrating Passover, it's a memory. Once the Jew get out of Egypt, I am supposed to remember that. Some people take the matzah and use it for wind, you know, everybody for different reasons. But people actually don't know that this is actually releasing you from the bad luck, from the negativity. You did Passover as you're supposed to. No bad luck for the whole year, just to let you know. I'm going a little fast because we have a lot to share. Go ahead. Freedom from the dark side. Here we go, please.
Himself and praised himself so many times for the exodus from Egypt. It is written, who brought you out of the land of Egypt? Hashem your Elohim brought you forth out of Egypt. Hashem your Elohim brought you out from there. I brought you hosts out. Remember this day in which you came out of Egypt and brought you out. He himself of being present with his mighty power out of Egypt. Hashem brought you out from this place. The exodus from Egypt is mentioned in the Torah 50 times.
So the point here, raising the question, why is God keep mentioning himself getting us out of Egypt? Does God need like a marketing team? What's going on with that? What's the purpose of it? I mean, it's very difficult to appreciate getting out of a problem because we think it's okay. I mean, if you think about one problem you ever had in your life, when you get out of that problem, it's become okay. It's not such a big deal. You know, you even don't think twice, like you start thinking, should I say thank you? I mean, after all, it wasn't such a bad thing, you know? It was okay. And we need to understand that in Egypt, maybe answer it through the Zohar. Go ahead, please.
Rabbi, Sefirot below in the Klipot, as above in holiness. They were all blocked by the three Klipot we mentioned, namely the firstborn of Pharaoh, the firstborn of the maidservant, and the firstborn of cattle. They formed three ties on these three levels, with which they caused that Israel would never leave their bondage.
So you are now looking at three names that holding people hostage, never to leave negativity. They stuck for the rest of their life with these three forces. You need to know that those three forces cannot let go of you if they hold of you, God forbid. That's what happened in Egypt. So when it happened in Egypt, going back to the dark side, going back to the confession, going back to understand how the dark side works, we think the dark side work, money issue, this, that, sickness. We talk about much greater. The dark side have always a goal. The goal is always to destroy as many as possible. We think that the dark side is this and the thief and the killer. No, well, the dark side is not going to go after 200 people, 1,200 people, 2,000, 20,000, 1 million. It's a joke. You need 60 million people to die on the spot. Like this happened in the last war, right? In the name of justice. In the name of, we have to remove from Europe the wrong people, right? Whatever it is, black, whatever it is, Jewish, whatever it is, gay, we have to remove them. Why? Because, not because we hate them. If you ask a Nazi, do you hate the people that you tried to kill? Never. I just think they shouldn't belong there. You know, I had a great, great story, I think last week, with a survival story, you know, and amazing story about two people who survive one of the worst camp. And they survive because they lie. But the old ultra-Orthodox, they're religious. And it was very difficult for them to lie. So what do? You lie? You lie. You lie to get out of the klipa. They lie. That's how they survive. And the idea that in life, you have to understand, when you deal with the dark side, things will go in a way that you have a chance. The three forces, those three clipot of Pharaoh, okay, the firstborn of the cattle, as it's written there, the maidservant, Shifcha, Bechor, you know, Bechor of Pharaoh, Bechor Shel HaBehema, those are the name who control forces that are almost impossible. I should say impossible, not almost. Impossible. What we celebrate during Pesach, area in your life that you don't see, it was impossible of you to make it. And you made it. If you see yourself getting out of those klipot, it's impossible. So when it say that God mentioned his name 50 times, why 50? Why not 29? Why not 35? Why not 66? Why 50? We know that the number 50 is Bina, is freedom. It's called Bina, B-I-N-A. Bina, freedom. So to get out of that Egypt, to get out of this misery, for example, somebody is jealous. Always jealous. That's klipa. That's been klipa controlling your brain. Somebody's cheap. Klipa controlling your brain. Can you change it? No. Klipa. Klipa. You always think you don't have. Klipa. You're not happy. Klipa. You want to tell me you wake up this morning and you decide not to be happy? Klipa. You don't even have a free will. You think that you choose to be angry? Klipa. You have to give some credit to the dark side. It's embarrassing how much free will we have. We lost our free will somewhere. Those klipot make the decision what kind of day you're going to have. And you let them do it to you. What's the way out? Remember the force that get you out of Egypt. Wasn't you. Wasn't. Wasn't you. You remember that force? Good, you have a chance. You don't? No chance. Very simple. The way you work with the divine and with the dark side, you have to learn. It's almost like playing chess. It's not about that God needs your thank you. It's a way to get out. There is one boss. One boss running this universe, the divine. Even the dark side working for the boss. You go to the dark side and say, hey, I want to tell you something I did bad. Now, the negative side was just going to the boss to tell him about you. What is he going to say? The boss will say, I know, he admitted. He said it yesterday. What's the news? Why are you coming to bother me? Always look at it like that. There is a boss. Not you. Not me. Not the priest. Not the rabbi. Nobody is the boss here. We are all swimming in this huge ocean and study and learn and understand. You get jealous? It's an insult to God. You say, I don't have it. It's an insult to God. You're angry? It's an insult to the one who made you. Your life is perfect. You want to see it? Connect to that. Your life is absolutely as where it needs to be. And if you don't see it, you are basically, this is your new God. Those three clipot. That's what God is telling us 50 times in the Torah. I get you out of Egypt. And the reason he's telling you I get you out of Egypt, to remind you, wasn't you. And he continued. Please read it.
One tie of Abraham, with Isaac is the second tie of Isaac, and with Jacob is the third whole tie of Jacob.
So very simple. It was three people that they were good, but they decided not to take any credit for that because they want to be credit to leave their credit for later, for the future. That's what they want to do. Now, there are people, and when we talk about human being, how can that be? Well, those human beings were chosen by the divine. Many leaders want to be a leader. But if you want to lead and the divine disagree with that, we have a problem. It's not going to work. If you want to be something and the divine disagree with it, it's not going to work. So how come some people do bad things and it's agree? Yeah, because those three forces agree with them. Those three forces agree with them. And that's a problem. That's exactly the problem. That people make it and they think they're on the right direction. Why do you think you're on the right direction? You're on the wrong direction. With those negativity. Welcome. You're working for the Dark Lord. You're doing well. You're making money. You have a soulmate. Yeah, from the Dark Lord. But that's not a success under the umbrella of the divine. It's a success under the umbrella of the Dark Lord. You're lazy? You're absolutely working for the Dark Lord. That's the first thing you know, by the way. Laziness is the number one klipa. What is the number one klipa? Laziness. If you live in LA, you're definitely sick in it. Some more, some less. You have to be careful. It's a disease that is contagious. You sit next to somebody in Starbucks, you already got it. Takes you 24 hours to remove it. Stay away from people. When you see people at Starbucks, well, 20 minutes, go to them. What do you do for a living? I don't know. I'm building something. Bending nothing. Get out of there. Run. Start running. Laziness. The mother of all evil. Where does laziness come from? It's come from the idea that the Dark Lord say, don't worry, sit in Egypt, everything's going to be okay. You always look for something to do. Either with your mind, either with your talk. Build. Don't just talk. Build. 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 Build, build, build. You rest, you have a new friend. They are a very good friend. Pharaoh, who told the Israelites, please stay here. Bechor HaShifcha, stay here. And I remember when I moved from Boca, Boca is supposed to be old people's city, right? Some places open till 2 a.m. So I moved to LA, I thought everything's open till 5 a.m. here. I find out 10 p.m., the lights start to turn orange. You know this blinking? So what's going on? What happened? So I go in and speak to a few people. I say, where is the vibe? I say, well, you go to Sunset. I went to Sunset. I parked the car in the beginning of sunset and I walk. So I went from, true story, you could ask Debbie, from place to place, check it in, and I asked the people, where's the people? I don't know. Another place. What happened here? Then you go to that place that everybody dying to go to, the Chateau Marmont, it's called, or something like that. Chateau Marmont. I said, okay, here is the Chateau in Marmont. Maybe you have 1,000 people there, like lying there. Nothing. What's going on? Laziness is the number one clipper. You live in LA, your disease is contagious already. It cuts you. Sleep less. People tell me, I'm taking a sleeping pill. I say, why do you need sleeping? Move to LA, you don't need sleeping pills. Why do you need the sleeping pills? Sleeping pills? 3 hours in LA, you're supposed to treat 3 hours. That's it. You want to get out of that disease? 3 hours. Wake up. Hey! Ah! I'm afraid. You know? You go to Israel, right? You ever try to win? In Israel, you don't sleep. You sleep half an hour. I'm telling you. You go to the hotel. I'm telling you, people who have been with me, they wake up, I find them 2 a.m. and light. They're ready to go. They don't sleep. New York, you see people walking downtown, 2 a.m. It's going away. I don't know. I want to do something. Why the drive is missing? People ask me that all the time. Women, men, What's missing? Say, there is a clipot worship. There's a clipot worship. Everybody with the agenda, what can I get? When you have agenda, what can I get? You become lazy. Because the drive of the engine comes from those three clipots. You can't help it anymore. When you drive, what can I create? You can sleep. Try to create something in this town. I want to see if you can do it. Thank God, Deb and me created so many things here, but we're careful. We're going to coffee places. We see some people standing there or sitting there 25 minutes and nothing going on beside the Apple, you know, the Apple sign and the wire. They came ready, connect to the thing. Like there is no electricity at home. Eh? And they drink water with lemon. That's a sign. I'm giving you the sign. Water with lemon, no coffee even, nothing. They don't order anything. Computer and plug in. And 3, 4 hours, 5, 6, 7. At night, go home. How was your day? Well, let me tell you. I have 20 more friends on Facebook. Unbelievable achievement. So you got to understand, those clipot, as Rav Ashlag said, 1927, I'm sorry. Rav Ashlag, before the Second World War, careful, all spiritual people say, be careful from laziness. That's the number one clipot, okay? Now we're going to move a little bit to Aquarius so I can get you going here.